This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Well, we're up to our final award for our LGBTI Person of the Year. And it gives me great pleasure if you could please give a very warm welcome to Minister Foley.
Thank you very much. I would begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to Elders past and present. And in doing so, particularly acknowledge that we're here on the land of the Kulin Nation and we on the particular land of the Bunurong and their close cousins, the Wurundjeri. And if we can just think about a culture that's been going for 60,000 years continuously and can teach us all a thing or two about respecting diversity and particularly respecting the spectrum of gender identity that particularly the work that I know that community is very strongly in support of. There's a lot of you're all very important people, but the very, very important people here tonight that I need to acknowledge, and I'd ask them to stand up. There's the Right Honourable Robert Doyle, Lord Mayor of Melbourne, number one ally in local government. There's David Davis, the Shadow Minister for Equality. There's Australia's most effective crossbench MP, Fiona Patten, leader of the Australian Labor Party. I'd particularly acknowledge all the work that's done by this fantastic volunteer board, and I welcome Daniel de Rochford to the position that he's just, and thank David for his fantastic work. I want to thank all the sponsors, and I want to thank particularly, given that I outsource all of my work in this space, to Ro Allen for the fantastic work that she does on behalf of the Victorian LGBTI community. Can I thank the sponsors, and can I also ask our judging table to all stand up and give them a round of applause for their work. So if you didn't win, talk to them. Don't talk to me, all right? Very important. No correspondence are going to be entered into by the Victorian government. And can we also give it up for our fantastic MCs here tonight? These are tough times, without doubt, but they're also extremely exciting times. I really think that not just here in Victoria, but here in Australia, and indeed increasingly globally, we're not without our challenges, but we're on the crest of a wave of what decent, civilised, forward-thinking societies see themselves as being a part of, and how integral to that our diverse LGBTI community needs to be at the head of that crest of the wave. And I really would like to think that despite the difficulties that we've seen, and I know firsthand has been also the Minister for Mental Health, how much trauma there has been in our community. And I know, in fact, as we heard from the winner, Daniel, from the winner of the Media Award, just some of those cases that I know firsthand that has been terrible trauma. But at the same time, we've also seen remarkable people that we've awarded here tonight that inspire us to take that level of decency, that notion that a 21st century civilised community can be something that is inclusive and celebrate the diversity that's within it, and particularly overturn centuries of inbuilt discrimination and stigma against LGBTI people put it at the heart of a decent, forward-looking community and celebrate it. And I think that's really what the good thing about the Globe Awards does. It gives us that inspiration, and I really want to thank the Globe Committee for the fantastic work that they've done. And that's why the Victorian Government is only too proud to be the sponsor of this event, together with everyone else, but the particular sponsor that makes sure that that message of decency and inclusion and not leaving anyone behind in the journey of social progress and moving this community into a better, more decent place. So I can assure you that as far as this government is concerned, that whatever the outcome, and, you know, if all the polls are right, then, you know, it's going to be a fantastic result in a few short weeks, insofar as that result can be fantastic. But that's not the end of the journey. That is simply, we hope, an affirmation that we have matured as a community, that we have stepped up to the global conversation about equality, and that we are, as a community, prepared to take that next step, that symbolic step, that marriage equality is not something that should have to be the subject of a non-binding, voluntary... non-binding, voluntary... plebiscite, not a plebiscite, postal survey, rather than an affirmation that we as a community and we as governments have the obligation to deliver equality and continue that great Australian notion of what a fair go can be, but make sure it's a fair go for everyone, and as we say, we leave no one behind. And that is really the message that we're going to have in the very near future to celebrate and recognise. And these awards recognise that diversity. Everything that we've seen here has been truly inspirational. And we're not going to end it there. We're going to make sure that the support that we all bring, but particularly the Victorian Government brings, to building the capacity, to building the leadership, to building the support of key outstanding individuals who are throwing off the cloak of stigma and discrimination and are coming forward to build their capacity, of organisations, of fantastic volunteer organisations that we're proud to support. Get your applications in by the middle of November to make sure that we can build those volunteer organisations. And our key organisations like the Victorian AIDS Council, like JOY, like all of the other institutional pillars of what it is for this community to take that next step forward, we're also proud to support. And we are particularly proud to support the Victorian Pride Centre as that home in which, both in a physical place and a digital place, all of the rich diversity of Victoria's LGBTI community can come together. It's on track. The discussions have been fantastically led by Jude Munro and the volunteer expert-based board. The processes are underway, and we're still on track for that wonderful building. Once the architectural design competition's finished, I'm sure it'll be wonderful, to be there in Fitzroy Street in 2020 in St Kilda when that Pride March goes past. That community's building, that community's march, and that will be a celebration to end all celebrations in 2020 when that fantastic Pride March goes past the Pride Centre. But I want to record my personal and everybody, I'm sure's, support for the record 70 nominations that we've received this year for the Community Awards. I know the judges had lots of healthy debates. We really have had an amazing evening here this evening, and without doubt, we really do look forward to the passion, the alliance, and the particular camaraderie that the LGBTI community in its beautiful diversity brings to the endless challenge of making sure that this battle of for marriage equality, as important as it is but a signpost on the way to the continued path of making sure that all Victorians are equal, not just in law, not just in theory, but in practice, and that particularly our LGBTI community is treated equally, decent and fairly in the 21st century. None of us will rest until that's achieved. And the important work that Globe does in celebrating promoting and delivering that message is one that you should not underestimate. It's very important. And then can I congratulate one more time the Globe Committee for the wonderful work they've done. And thank you all for a fantastic evening.
And it's time now for the LGBTI Person of the Year. This award represents one of the hardest working and most committed people to the LGBTI community. Each finalist has committed their life to supporting the community and has achieved huge success through their work. And now the finalists.
I am Melissa Griffiths and I am a transgender authority and advocate.
My name is Micah Scott and I'm CEO of the Minus 18 Foundation.
I'm Anthony Wallace, campaign manager for Equal Love Marriage Equality Activist Group and the founder of the 86 Cabaret Bar.
My name is Tully Diamond and I'm thrilled to be nominated as the LGBTI Person of the Year. My role in the community, I think, is I'm a clown. There's no two ways about it, is there?
The LGBTI community is passionate and determined and inclusive.
Family, friends, supportive, we support each other, we're resilient.
The different generations all coming together. The older generations who have really paved the way for us to do what we do today, and the younger generations and young people in schools and around the country who are doing incredible things and with just that little bit of support are going to be the future change makers.
It means the world to me in the sense that you've always got people that have got your back and your front. And I think for me, knowing that an eclectic mix, I belong in an eclectic mix of a community, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
How does it feel to be a finalist? It's wonderful to be acknowledged and the movement to be acknowledged, and sometimes when you're crunching paperwork late at night to try to get things off the ground, you're like, does anyone even care about the effort? So yeah, acknowledgement is always appreciated.
It's a recognition of all the work I do and in the community and helping others. Also makes me believe that I am on the right path to continue to help people and raise awareness in the community and make a difference in the world and make it better for future generations of LGBTI people.
They always say it's lovely to be nominated. It is, it really is. Also lovely to win, we know that. But having the respect of the community that I belong in, that's what's winning to me.
It's so heartwarming and it actually means the world because you know you're not fighting this fight alone and that there's an entire community of people who have your back.
And the winner of the LGBTI Person of the Year is Micah Scott.
So thank you so much, everybody. First of all, I want to thank Melissa and Dolly and Anthony. You're like everyone in this community. Yes, thank you. Applause them. The first most important people as well that I need to thank is the minus 18 family. And if minus 18 can please stand up, they're at the back of the room right now. Everybody on your feet. Everybody, please give these people a round of applause. Minus 18 is an extension of me, and I am an extension of minus 18. And so everybody that has donated their time, joined our cause, donated their funds, everything, anything that anyone has ever done is part of minus 18. And Frankie and Mill and Delzy and Hero are myself, and they're in the office constantly, and it's just such a pleasure to work with people that are A, so passionate about queer rights and queer youth and trans and gender diverse youth, and also people who you can call your friends as well. And I'm just so blessed for that. So congratulations. When I was 16, I just want to share a bit about myself since I've got the stage and you all have to listen to me. Like, that's what happens now, right? So when I was 16 years old, I came out to my parents, and my dad told me that just because I came out doesn't mean he agrees with my self-destructive lifestyle choice. And it hurt. And I Googled, am I queer? And instantly, the Google results came up, and I shut down my laptop and went to bed and cried and I prayed and I said, I'm going to be gay until I'm 21, and then I'm going to marry a girl, and then I'm going to be straight for the rest of my life. How'd that go? What a lucky gal. And I was on a chat room and someone said, hey, you should go to these events, they're called Minus 18. And the thought of going into a room with other queer people petrified me. And I didn't want to go. And I got my arm twisted and I went along and I walked into this room and there were 200 other queer people in that room. And I walked in and I stopped and I said to myself for the very first time, oh my gosh, I'm normal. And thank God I'm not 16 years old anymore. But that's the Minus 18 mission, is that we want every single young person in Victoria and all around Australia to feel like they're normal and feel like they are loved. Because every person in this community and every young person in particular needs to hear that message. That and it's not enough for schools, and it's not enough to grow up being told that you're tolerated and that you're accepted, but you need to be celebrated because of who you are. And your queerness is a fucking cool thing. Yeah. Now, a lot of people ask me, like, what do my parents say these days? And my mum called me up the other week and she goes, Micah, I just got up in my Bible study class. And I told them that I'm voting yes, and this is my reasons why. And these are people that I assumed would never accept me. And it goes to show that with love and with compassion and with some education, that people will understand us and that we can achieve what we want to achieve. And so if the Minus 18 mission, that every single young person should experience in Australia where they feel safe and included and they belong and they're accepted and they're celebrated and that they're told that being queer is awesome, then go on to Minus 18 website, learn how to support us and get involved in our mission. Thank you.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.